Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street, and that's in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Ornie Adams performs on June 13th through the 15th. American comic Ornie Adams first rose to international prominence after co-starring in Jerry Seinfeld's documentary Comedian. He has made several appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and has appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman. In 2010, Ornie followed up his critically acclaimed debut comedy DVD CD, Path of Most Resistance, with a powerful and poignant one-hour special, Ornie Adams Takes the Third, which aired on Comedy Central. The DVD reached number one in comedy on Amazon. Currently, Ornie can be seen playing the iconic role Coach Finstock on the hit MTV show Teen Wolf, a one-hour drama created by Criminal Minds' Jeff Davis. Early in his career, Ornie was named at The Hollywood Reporter as a favorite comedian to watch. He has written jokes for Jay Leno, Gary Shandling, and many other top comedians. He has twice written for the annual Emmys broadcast and has become the go-to guy when a celebrity needs a funny line. In July 2000, Ornie made quite an impact at the Montreal Comedy Festival, which resulted in a development deal with Warner Brothers Studio and his appearance on Letterman. In 2010, Ornie was thrilled to return to the festival in Montreal, working alongside one of his favorite comedians, Steve Martin, on a taped televised stand-up show Martin hosted. Ornie garnered rave reviews for his performance and was called a standout act by The Hollywood Reporter. Other notable projects include a talk show pilot developed by Ornie by CBS. Television distribution came world alongside Ashton Kutcher's Catalyst Films. Ornie shot another pilot for his own late-night talk show for TBS and taped his own series, Modern Chaos with Ornie Adams, for the Discovery Channel. He hosted his own show on Discovery's Travel Channel, has appeared on Jiminy Glick, Tough Crowd on Comedy Central, The Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Last Call with Carson Daly, and did a regular segment on Hollywood and politics on Entertainment Tonight and The Insider. But none of this matters until you see Ornie live where he is at his best, deconstructing the chaos of the modern world and getting worked up about things that most people just accept. His tour has reached clubs, theaters, and even the Staples Center in L.A., colleges, corporate events, and festivals as far away as Ireland, Australia, and South Africa. Ornie's comedy style is unique, yet universally appealing. Ornie is quick on his feet to deliver a powerful, clever, sophisticated, and fast-paced routine that attacks topics from an angle that many people have never considered. Again, Ornie Adams performs at Goodnight's Comedy Club June 13th through the 15th. Also at Goodnight's Comedy Club, coming up on June 28th and 29th, is Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser has had a long list of accomplishments in the comedy world, most notable co-starring with Helen Hunt in the long-running sitcom Mad About You. He helped to create the show, and for his role as Paul Buckman, he received nominations for an Emmy, a Golden Globe, a Screen Actors Guild Award, and an American Comedy Award. Prior to Mad About You, Reiser starred for 2 years in the sitcom My Two Dads. Reiser has also written 3 books, Couplehood, about the ups and downs of being in a committed relationship, Babyhood, about his experiences as a first-time father, and Familyhood, a collection of humorous essays. Reiser has been seen on all the late-night talk shows. He has also made a guest appearance as himself in the Larry David HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also starred on the big screen in Aristocrats and Funny People. Again, Paul Reiser will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club June 28th through the 29th. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. The North Carolina Symphony presents the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes. This will take place on June 20th. The North Carolina Symphony will present a new symphonic project celebrating the life and work of American musical icon Jerry Garcia, featuring roots rock legend and Asheville native Warren Haynes. Thursday, June 20th at 8 p.m. at the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh appearance is the tour's only concert date in North Carolina. This groundbreaking orchestral adventure features Garcia's storied original compositions, as well as classic interpretations of timeless standards that were hallmarks of Garcia and the Grateful Dead shows. Renowned vocalist-guitarist Warren Haynes from the Allman Brothers bands Government Mule and the Grateful Dead will collaborate with the North Carolina Symphony, lending its soul-soaked, introspective blend of rock, blues, R&B, and jazz to Garcia's masterworks. Tickets to the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes range from $29 to $75. For more information, you can go to the North Carolina Symphony's website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Jerry Garcia created an unparalleled legacy across the American landscape, most notably in his role as founding member, singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist of the Grateful Dead. Garcia's unmistakable guitar tone enhanced multitudes of Deadheads throughout the band's 30-year career and beyond. His work with the Jerry Garcia Band, Old and In the Way, Legion of Mary, Garcia Grissom, and projects with Merle Saunders only scratch at the surface of his musical influences as he set out to master the great American songbook. Unequivocally devoted to the craft of music, Garcia continues to inspire future generations through the body of work he has left behind and his creative spirit. As rock's foremost MVP singer-guitarist, Warren Haynes has been constantly on the move and in the spotlight for the past two decades. During that time, Haynes has maintained his tenure in Government Mule, the Allman Brothers Band, and the Grateful Dead, and while barely catching his breath between their tours and studio sessions, he has also performed or cut tunes with a diverse array of musicians, including Phil Lesh and Friends, James Hetfield, Bob Dylan, John Lee Hooker, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Kid Rock, and most recently with his longtime hero B.B. King. Haynes' long-anticipated solo album, Man in Motion, is a timeless collection of songs that crackle with modern vitality, yet draw on his deepest roots as an artist. Also, the Asheville Native's annual Christmas Jam concert has raised over $1 million for Habitat for Humanity, and this year will be celebrating its 25th anniversary in December. The Red Hat Amphitheater is located adjacent to the Raleigh Convention Center. Their address is 500 South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. Again, for ticket information, you can call them at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. At DPAC, or the Durham Performing Arts Center, we have the Kings of the Mic performing June 16th at 7 p.m. The DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham, and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Two-time Grammy-winning recording artist LL Cool J featuring DJ Z-Trip will headline the Kings of the Mic tour, which will prove to be the summer's ultimate hip-hop music experience. Joined by legendary artists Ice Cube, Public Enemy, and De La Soul, the tour will stop in Durham June 16th as part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC. This tour underscores what true, authentic hip-hop music is based on, with these groundbreaking artists bringing their music to fans across generations. There are limited VIP packages for this performance. Limited LL Cool J Kings of the Mic tour VIP packages include a meet and greet with LL Cool J, premium ticket locations, exclusive merchandise, and more. Available for purchase online only through VIP Nation. The tour will come on the heels of the release of LL's 14th new studio album, Authentic. The multi-platinum artist returned to the studio and kicked the volume up to create a powerful album that came from his true passion for music and would speak to his fans. Celebrating his 30th year of music, Authentic features the iconic rapper in his element. The album is anchored by LL's expressive attitude, where his sensitive side is as present as his slicing lyrical switchblades. Authentic comes to life with crazy club jams, tender tracks, personal tributes, and hard-hitting commentary addressing the current hip-hop climate. First introduced to the world in 1984 as a Def Jam Records flagship artist, LL Cool J is the first rap artist to amass 10 consecutive platinum-plus selling albums. The multi-platinum artist and his two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee is currently tied for third place for the most Billboard chart debuts by a rapper. For three decades, LL has continued to influence hip-hop with rap ballads that captivate generations of audiences. Since then, the veteran rapper has evolved his scope of work across entertainment, appearing in numerous television and film roles, among many other projects. Since the 1980s, Ice Cube has been a premier cultural watchdog, astutely commenting on, examining, and detailing the breadth of the American experience with a deft comedic touch that has endeared him to several generations of fans. As a solo recording artist, Ice Cube has sold more than 10 million albums while remaining one of rap's most respected and influential artists. Every bit as compelling as their starting first single, Public Enemy No. 1, when it was released in 1987, Public Enemy has never stopped urging to fight the power as their artistry meets the unwavering critical acclaim and legions of worldwide fans. De La Soul is an American hip-hop trio best known for their eclectic sampling, quirky lyrics, and their contributions to the evolution of the jazz rap and alternative hip-hop subgenres. With its playful wordplay, innovative sampling, and witty skits, the band's debut album, 3 Feet High and Rising, has been called a hip-hop masterpiece. In 2006, the group won a Grammy for their collaboration with Gorillaz on the single Feel Good Inc. Again, Kings of the Mic, featuring LL Cool J, with DJ Z Trip, Ice Cube, Public Enemy, and De La Soul will perform June 16th at 7 p.m. at DPAC. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. The North Carolina Symphony will be performing Broadway blockbusters at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on June 22nd. The Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-462-2052. This concert will definitely have audiences leaving the concert humming. Join Maestro Curry and the orchestra for an evening of Broadway blockbusters. Mega hits such as Defying Gravity from Wicked, I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables, and Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera, plus hits from The Music Man, Fiddler on the Roof, and The Sound of Music. Gates will open at 5 p.m. and the concert will start at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices are $30 for table seats and $28 for lawn tickets, and all prices will increase by $2 the day of the event. Kids 12 and under are free. Again, that performance will take place June 22nd, and you can call them for more information at 919-462-2052. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Dave Chappelle will be performing June 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mimondi Concert Hall. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Ticket prices for this performance are $52, and you can call them for more information at 919-996-8700. Dave Chappelle has been one of the most distinctive voices in comedy with his laser-precise views on race, class, and popular culture. A true journeyman who has worked in the entertainment industry since he was 14, Chappelle rose to the height of fame on the strength of his groundbreaking Chappelle Show and stand-up specials. Never forsaking his love for stand-up, Chappelle starred in his own HBO one-hour stand-up comedy special, which aired in August 2000. He has appeared on over 40 national programs, including numerous appearances on The Late Show with David Letterman, Conan O'Brien, and Politically Incorrect. Dave's rocket to international stardom came in 2003 with the advent of Chappelle's Show, a half-hour blend of sketch, stand-up, and musical guests. The program allowed Chappelle to tackle issues of race, politics, and celebrity in a no-holds-barred style, such as the classic story of the black white supremacist Clarence Bigsby, or a, quote, tribute to R&B singer R. Kelly. The compilation of the first series became the best-selling television DVD of all times. The second series of Chappelle's Show catapulted Dave further into the spotlight, turning his signature portrayals of Rick James and Prince into household catchphrases. Game Dave Chappelle will be performing June 19th. Ticket prices are $52, and that performance will take place at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That number again for ticket information is 919-996-8700. Coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Glenn Hansard will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road, and that is in Raleigh. Tickets for this performance are $35 for reserve seats, $30 if you're a member, $24 general admission, $19 if you're a member, $12 for ages 7 through 18 for general admission only, and children 6 and under are free for general admission only. Glenn Hansard last appeared on the Park Theater stage in 2010 with Markita Irglova as the Swell Season. The two rocketed to fame following the hit indie film Once, which was loosely based on Hansard's life as a street musician in Dublin. Hansard and Irglova starred in the movie and wrote and performed the music that was central to the story. Their composition, Falling Slowly, won the Oscar for the Best Original Song, which they memorably performed at the Academy Awards ceremony. But Hansard's exceptional and soulful songwriting and performing style was established earlier as the frontman for the popular Irish band The Frames, with whom he recorded many albums and still performs. A devotee of Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Van Morrison, he released his first solo album, Rhythm and Repose, last year to critical acclaim. Again, Glenn Hansard will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. Also coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on June 29th at 8 p.m. are the Indigo Girls. Tickets for this performance are $40 for reserved, $35 for members of the museum, $27 for general admission, $22 if you're a member, $13.50 for general admission only for ages 7 through 18, and children 6 and under free for general admission only. Revered musicians and activists Amy Ray and Emily Saliers met in elementary school outside Atlanta and began performing together as the B Band in high school. The two made their first recordings as the Indigo Girls in 1985 and have gone on to sell more than 12 million albums. The duo gained traction in the late 1980s at a time when women folk singers and songwriters were on the ascendancy, but Amy and Emily had a staying power that eluded many of the contemporaries. Their breakthrough album for Epic Records, Indigo Girls, in 1989, featured a guest vocal from R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe, won the Grammy for Best Folk Recording, and eventually went platinum. Their 14th studio album, Beauty Queen Sister, finds them in top traditional form, says All Music Guide. Countless trends have come and gone, but the popularity of the Indigo Girls has barely waned since the late 80s, says David Dye, host of the NPR music program World Cafe. The duo's sweet and sour folk music is just as heavily influenced by rock world music as it is by the likes of Joni Mitchell. The Shadow Boxers open for the Indigo Girls, and again, that performance will be Saturday, June 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance may be purchased in person at the museum, at the museum box office, or by calling the museum box office at 919-715-5923. And it's time to read some upcoming performances through Pinecone. Pinecone and Carrie, we've got two free concerts this month. Erin McDermott will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site for this performance will be at the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park, and again, that is the same address of 801 High House Road in Cary. Singer-songwriter Erin McDermott comes to Central North Carolina from her home in Central Vermont to share her original heartfelt songs that tell stories of life, longing, and love, personal tales with universal themes. McDermott showcased at the IBMA World of Bluegrass in 2012, and she has collaborated ACM Fiddle Player of the Year Stuart Duncan, IBMA Guitarist of the Year Brian Sutton, and Grammy Award winner Tim O'Brien, among others, on her debut solo album Time to Go. O'Brien says of her music, Erin McDermott writes short stories and song about small-town life in Vermont. Her characters come alive in the songs, and you get to know these real people by the time the second chorus comes around. With a voice as strong and as uniquely expressive as her lyrics, Erin is a songwriter to watch in the coming years. Meet McDermott before the gig, and you'd never suspect the transformation that's about to take place. But when she steps onto the stage, pay attention. A spruce top six string launches into a stream-driven rhythm, and her voice rises, gaining power and soaring to a pure, quavering vulnerability that makes even the regulars, the ones who've heard it all, stop talking and really listen. And why not? It's more than the alt-folk barn burners and whiskied-up ballads that she conjures, the achingly rich, superbly rendered tales of rural America, present and past. When McDermott sings, it's an emotional testament to what it is to be human, the sweet and the bitter of life, the pure glory and the heartbreaking, bewildering loss. Live or on record, she's a performer you don't want to miss. Again, the Erin McDermott performance will take place Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site at that same location, but at the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park. And again, that performance is free. The Snyder Family Band, featuring Bluegrass Music Camp students, will have a performance Friday, June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. And again, that performance is also free. The culminating performance for students from the Pinecone's third annual Bluegrass Camp for Youth will feature the students opening for North Carolina's own The Snyder Family Band, which features 17-year-old Zeb Snyder on guitar and mandolin and his sister, 14-year-old Samantha, on fiddle. Their father, Bud, backs them up on an upright bass. Their mother, Lane, occasionally joins them for some three-part harmonies, and their younger brother, 7-year-old Owen, is also learning to sing and play bluegrass guitar. They have recently released a new album, Building Bridges, which includes 12 original songs, 11 of which were written by either Samantha or Zeb. The 12th song, Old Timer, was co-written by Terry Faust, Dickie Minor, and Zeb. Share an evening celebrating one of North Carolina's cultural treasures, bluegrass, as performed by some of the next generation's rising talent. Bring your friends, families, blankets, cushions, lawn chairs, picnic baskets, no alcohol, and enjoy an evening of live music under the stars. Again, the Snyder Family Band, featuring Bluegrass Music Camp students, will perform Friday, June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. And again, that performance is free and open to the public. A couple of Pinecone session spotlights. These sessions are free and open to the public as well. The Irish Music Session will take place on Sunday, June 16th, 23rd, and 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tír na n-Óg, located at 218 South Blount Street in downtown Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Ted at terd@mindstring.com for more information. So Bluegrass Jam on Monday, June 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street, and that's also in downtown Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. And again, those email addresses are Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. The Shape Noting will be meeting June 24th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House, located at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. The Shape Noting meets in Durham and Raleigh, but that meeting on June 24th is in Raleigh. The Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available. Contact Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630. Again, that number is 919-233-4630. And we have time to read some upcoming events for some live performances. On Friday, June 14th, the Gravy Boys will be at the Carolina Inn, Fridays on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. For more information, that number is 1-800-962-8519. Sheila K. Adams is also performing Friday, June 14th at the Art Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. Swift Creek is performing at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh on Friday, June 14th. And their phone number is 919-821-1120. Also on June 14th, the Carolina Blues and Gospel featuring Boo Hanks and the Branchettes will be at the Southern Village in Chapel Hill. For more information, you can call them at 919-933-4422. Finally, on June 14th, the Smith Family Band will be at the Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store in Bynum. On Wednesday, June 19th, Scarlet Virginia will be at the Irregardless Cafe in downtown Raleigh. For more information, their phone number is 919-833-8898. On Thursday, June 20th, the Carolina Lightning will be at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. The phone number for more information is 919-401-1979. The Hay Brothers will also be performing on Thursday, June 20th at Tir na n'Og in downtown Raleigh. Phone number is 919-833-7795. Friday, June 21st, the Carolina Voices featuring Red Rover, Captain Luke, and Big Ron will be performing at the Southern Village in Chapel Hill. For more information, you can call them at 919-933-4422. John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff will be performing on June 21st at the Bynum Front Porch Music, as part of the Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store in Bynum. For information, you can go to their website at Bynum, and that's B-Y-N-U-M, frontporch.org. And finally, on Friday, June 21st, Ricky Skaggs will be at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha in North Carolina. The website for more information is hawriverballroom, and that's all one word, .com, or you can email Heather at hawriverballroom.com, and that's HAWRIVERBALLROOM, all one word, .com. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.